Blog Talk Radio.
Power Black Power, we're back on. We got knocked off as we were getting to the most important portion of tonight's broadcast, tonight's national political education. We will wait a moment for others to get in as we finish this. This is really just the last 15 or 20 minutes of what we were going to be going over before we got rudely kicked off. So at this particular point in time, just be a little patient and do wait for about, let's say, a good maybe 5 to 10 minutes for others to come on in. I know that whatever you experienced, they too experienced, where it may have told you that there is nothing on for the next X amount of minutes or things of that nature. So we do our best to try to provide the continuation of the topic for you. So please hold by Black Power.
Black Power. Join the select few and dignify the Revolutionary Black Panther Party. Our military mission is to clothe, train, shelter, and defend the people. For more information, call area code 562-375-3489. That's area code 562-375-3489. Revolutionary Black Panther Party. Black Power!
Black Power, for those of you have returned, you'll be able to actually get the curatives and preventatives of tonight's particular national political education of the Revolutionary Black Panther Party. Tonight's radio broadcast, we do know that there's a lot of interruptions that take place. The enemy does not want this level of information to be disseminated, which is why it becomes a task to do so. But work is work, and basically that's the deeper dynamic of it. So what we're about to get into right now is the 11 basic traits of the Negropean delusional disorder. Again, that is the 11 traits, the 11 basic traits of the Negropean delusional disorder. One more time, for those of you who are taking notes, we're going to go over the 11 basic traits of the Negropean delusional disorder. And I repeat it one more time, the 11 basic traits of the Negropean delusional disorder, a.k.a. Negropean Grandiose Entertainment Delusional Disorder. So here are the 11 traits of the Negropean Grandiose Entertainment Delusional Disorder, Negropean Grandiose Entertainment Delusional Disorder. Trait number one, actually thinks they are like the person in the movie, song, timeline, meme, or that the fictional life of the entertainment or entertainer is real and lives like that. For example, they're Snowman, they're Old Dog, they're Young Thug, they're Future, Rich Homie Quan. It is a grandiose delusion or delusion of grandeur, similar to religious delusions. Or they create fictions, lies, delusions, and make it their duty to do everything possible to project themselves as real. Or actually flock to or entertain drama, gossip, rumors, accepting any anecdotal words as true, and also acting upon it and forming a position. So one more time, the 11 basic traits of the Negropean Grandiose Entertainment Delusional Disorder, a.k.a. the Negropean Delusional Disorder. The 11 basic traits. Trait number one, again, actually think that they are like the person in the movie, song, timeline, meme, or that the fictional life of the entertainer or entertainment is real and that the lives are real. Like, for example, again, they're Snowman, they Old Dog, Young Thug, Future, Rich Homie Quan. Again, it is a grandiose delusion or delusion of grandeur, similar to religious delusions, or they create fictions, lies, delusions, and make it their duty to do everything possible to project themselves as real. Will actually flock to entertainment or drama. So let's think about it, what flocking is. Flocking to, running to. Black Power, I was actually knocked off the system. Black Power. Getting back to what I was saying before we were rudely knocked off, was getting into this part. They will actually flock to or entertain drama, gossip, rumor, accepting any anecdotal word is true, and also acting upon it and forming a position. This is dangerous because this stands at the root of the disruption, destruction, division, and distraction of our race, people, and overall the movement. Next, they have a stalker personality. And in cases of accepting responsibility for personal actions, their condition drives them to going on delusional, disruptive tirades. Bitterness, envy, and jealousy plagues them. However, they can lean to one or all aspects of such conditions at the same time. Two, will wear exactly what they saw an entertainer wear in a movie, sitcom, music video, and will alter their hair, skin, and teeth to look like theirs. For example, if the artist has a mouthful of gold teeth, now they want it. To the point, if they can't afford it, they'll wear fake ones. If the artist has a tattoo or certain type of haircut or hairstyle, they will imitate it. And also, if the artist mentions or wears certain clothes brands, for example, Gucci, True Religion, Red Monkey, Michael Kors, Louis Vuitton, they wear it as well. Three, will act out, be a part of, or speak for the cause of the entertainer, their claims, or whatever the entertainer claims to be a part of. For example, if it's homosexuality, then this is now the cause of this child, teen, or early adult, or adult who is a victim of this disorder. Four, actually thinks the depictions of life in the movie, sitcom, TV shows, news media, songs, commercials, and videos are real, and will live their lives by them, and will even die by them. If the entertainer says, if your chick cheats on you, beat her down and kill her, the person will act it out. If it says a real person, or in essence a real nigga is a killer, the measurement of reality will be judged by the limitation or imitation of these statements, concepts, or depictions. Five, will dedicate their life to one day being this actual entertainer and will not allow anyone or anything to deter them or try to mimic them totally, and will not only stalk them or be their number one fan, but will get very aggressive, delusional, and even lie, slander, defame, disrupt their lives at any chance they can, especially if they have access to people who know them. For example, if it's a woman, they may claim pregnancy or rape. If it's a man, he may claim all sorts of things and be a passive aggressive and internal aggressive as a woman, be as passive aggressive and as internal aggressive as the woman. Six, actually feel they and the entertainer have a connection, and sometimes may stalk them directly or indirectly, believing they actually know who they are, and is sometimes mentioning them in song statements, videos, commercials, performances, or depictions. For example, if the song says, "You're my special woman," they'll say things like, "Did you hear what Trey Song said about me in that song? You heard what Usher said?" Or the song says, "A real nigga will not knock his hustle or his mama, and will even sell her an ounce or eight ball, his money over everything." They'll then say, "Oh, I'm a real nigga. That's me. I'll sell an eight ball to my mama for money. Money over everything." Seven, will change and adopt or adapt any type of idea, concept, imagery, or agenda propagated by entertainment, by the entertainment industry or media or social media, no matter how strange, deadly, impossible, impractical. Eight, cannot tell the difference between entertainment, TV, videos, commercials, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Cannot tell the difference between it and reality or them and reality. Nine, will try to depict themselves as the heroes and villains of the entertainment and actually believe that they somehow are them, and will adapt their lingo, clothes, and behavior, like placing on a Batman or Superman cape, trying to fly and say, "Hey, I'm Superman or Batman," or whatever kind of cracker or cracker in blackface. Only this time, their depiction is a false reality of reality, and is more dangerous because it appears more real and is easier to imitate than flying is. 10, will become home movie, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, timeline, meme characters, portraying themselves as revolutionaries, teachers, healers, and all sorts of grandiose things, and all will follow after the home movie, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, meme, and timeline entertainers. This type of entertainer is worse because anyone can do it, and they have a community for this. They have a community for this insane type of behavior and people. This is your new black church or new black religious institution calling the so-called conscious community with its band of self-made delusional entertainers. For example, you got your healers, your revolutionaries, your con people, some of whom believe they themselves are real and have others following their delusions, like a codependent delusional relationship. As to say, the entertainer and the entertained, for example, they come to a town where the delusional hosts are. They are then entertaining them and vice versa. 11, will constantly send snail mail, depending on age, timeline, tweets, Instagram, inboxes, emails, texts, phone calls, with all sorts of attention-sinking messages because in their mind, they're just that important. Will join very important things, speak of how excited and dedicated they are, but will go in and out based on their feelings anytime they get the feeling because their delusions have suggested to them that they are that special and above everyone and can just do whatever they choose without regard for their responsibility and respect to the purpose or cause, and hence does not know real commitment, only that which is scripted or portrayed in entertainment or even social media. This is their reality. Moving right along. Next, we got what I coined and diagnosed as the Damon disorder. You heard Damon. You heard they said, you proud your son is gay? Damon disorder. Traumatic black obtrusive negropean agenda disorder. The five basic traits. One, will live by and fall for and flock to any agenda or systematic social engineering and even be abusive in it and will try to impose it upon others, like prison rape, and would even create their own agendas, plots, schemes based on lies, delusions, jealousy, envy, and mostly because of being rejected for their difference, will raise their children under agendas, as to say societal adverse norms, and promote the agenda. As to say, if it's praising white Jesus, white people, the police, American flag, homosexuality, etc., that's the promotion. However, as the child in this case grows up, even the parent becomes alienated because of how they raised them. And they will not get along with them when they're raised, per se. Two, will not accept correction for their actions or wrongs, but rather go on tirades and will not correct their children, no matter how wrong they are. Just allow them to run amok, which may lead to debt, disease, incarceration, and overall a short and dysfunctional life. Three, temper tantrums when they do not get their agenda and will usually end up creating disruption or confusion no matter where they are or will raise their children to be as such. Four, usually has a very limited life and addictions from hard drugs to so-called soft drugs ranging from cocaine, heroin, alcohol, cannabis, and other substances including, again, but not limited to alcohol, will engage in risky behavior to support their lifestyle. Five, is not sincere but puts on a, what I coin and actually empirically deduce as a mask of sincerity, when in essence, with them, anything they do is about their own self-interest and agenda. And they cannot be trusted because they will lie, fabricate, and say or do anything to get their agenda, including sexual deviance. And it's usually ones who make the perfect informant or operative because of their ability only to think of themselves and their agenda. So they have no true loyalty to anything and cannot be trusted. Now let's deal with some key points. Grandiose delusions. Grandiose delusion, and in essence, is an individual who is convinced they have special powers, talents, or abilities. Sometimes the individual may actually believe they are a famous person or character. Grandiose delusions or delusions of grandeur are principally a subtype of delusional disorder, but could possibly feature as a symptom of schizophrenia and manic episodes of bipolar disorder. In essence, grandiose delusions are characterized by fantastical beliefs that one is famous, omnipotent, or otherwise very powerful. The delusions are generally fantastic, often with a supernatural, science fiction, or religious bent. In colloquial usage, one who overestimates one's own abilities, talents, stature, or situation is sometimes said to have delusions of grandeur. This is generally due to excessive pride rather than any actual delusions of grandiose delusions at times. grandiose religious delusions, the belief that the affected person is a god or chosen to act as a god. Moving right along. Now we're going to have go over the 11 curatives, the curatives and preventatives of the 11 basic traits of the peeing grandiose entertainment delusional disorder, or the Negro peeing delusional disorder, or the traumatic black obtrusive Negro peeing grandiose entertainment delusional disorder. So let's go to it. Curative and preventative number one. Understand that you are not a character, some kind of figure, and that entertainment, trends, and agendas, and or movies, songs, timelines, memes, or in essence, the fictional life of the entertainment entertainer is not real. And understand that anything you want in life, you have to earn and project it. Refrain from lies and fabrications. Understand that it is dangerous to carry on with such behavior because it is not only disruptive, it will also invite more enemies than friends, and may lead to your or someone else's actual death and hostility. Disavow the delivery or actually entertaining drama, gossip, rumor, or accepting any anecdotal so-called information, and do not act or form a position or opinion about such. This is dangerous because this stands at the root of the disruption, destruction, division, and distraction of our race and people and overall the movement. Next, do not feel entitled to stalk others as if you are a person that has an okay to do that. A stalker personality is dangerous, and accept responsibility for your personal actions. And this, if you carry on with this personality, it puts you on a path of avoiding responsibility. But if you do the opposite, it puts you on a path of avoiding the toxicity that can be put on you and a place to become a very toxic person in the case that you usually would if you carried on with a personality. Two, refrain from wearing or following trends just because it is exactly what you saw an entertainer wear in a movie, sitcom, music video. And do not alter yourself because you witness such actions in some sort of trending circle or entertainment. Refrain from tampering with your hair, skin, and teeth to look like some celebrity. Avoid following their tattoo trends, their teeth trends, and other trends. And remember, your ancestors were branded. So refuse to be branded. Refuse to wear certain clothes, brands, Gucci, True Religion, Red Monkey, Michael Kors, Louis Vuitton, because at the base of it is the agenda that they have behind it. Three, do not subscribe to social, political, or entertainment, or pop culture, or media agendas. Note that if the media is putting it on TV, every day there's an agenda of one kind or another. Do not react or act out or be a part of or speak for something, for a cause, because an entertainer does, or an entertainer's cause, or what they claim to be a part of, or what they claim to study. Vet everything, but avoid clinging to entertainers or the news media or advertise agendas. For example, if it's homosexuality, then this is now the cause of why you will act a certain way and begin to flock onto such trends if you accept it. Four, understand that the actual depictions of life in movies, sitcoms, TV shows, songs, commercials, and videos are not real, and that you cannot live your lives by them. You cannot live your lives by their lives. Understand that it is fictional, and many of their fictional lives can lead to harm. Understand that if you follow behind their trends, sayings, agendas, or models, it can lead to serious harm in and out of your personal life and environment. Five, understand that you are not on the TV, that you're not in a song, you're not in a music video, and that real life has real consequences. And understand that you can or that you cannot, neither will you ever be that entertainer or public figure you're pretending to be. So be yourself and avoid any targeting of them also, because it will end up dangerous for you in the long run. Six, understand that you and the entertainers have no connection. They do not know you. Do not stalk them directly or indirectly. Understand that though you may think they are speaking of you, they usually do not know who the hell you are. And if they did, that doesn't mean that message, they're mentioning you in some kind of message, song, or statement, video, commercial, performance, or depiction. Allow yourself not to fall into this way of thinking. Avoid over-identifying with them. Enjoy the music, message, statement, or performance if it's positive, or entertainment if you just want to enjoy entertainment. And leave it just as that, entertainment, an act, a performance, music, imagery, and words. 7, do not just change yourself or adapt or adopt any type of idea, concept, imagery, or agenda propagated by the entertainment industry. Understand that these ideas, concepts, imageries, or agendas are usually strange, deadly, impossible, and impractical. But dedicate yourself to self-improvement. 8, understand that real life and the life of entertainment, TV, videos, commercials, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter are two different entities. A few different entities. Your life is real. All of the other things are entertainment, period. 9, understand that you are not the star of the film, the rapper, the singer. You are not with those people. They don't know you. And you're not with those people who just got killed on the news. You don't know them. Stop crying. You don't know them, and you have no connection to them. Do not depict yourself as the heroes and villains of the entertainment, or actually believe that you somehow are them, or adapt their lingo, clothes, and behavior, like placing, again, a Batman or Superman cape on, trying to fly and say, hey, I'm Superman or Batman, or whatever kind of crack or cracking black face you're trying to be. But again, the only danger is that this is a depiction that is false reality, or actual false reality of reality. So it's more dangerous because it appears real. And it's easier to imitate than flying. But again, refrain from this and understand that you are not an entertainer. You are a real-life human being. And be the hero to your children, family, friend, and spouses by doing real human children, family, and spousal or community heroic things. 10, do not allow yourself to portray and become a home movie, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, timeline main character. Or betray yourself. Betray yourself. Don't portray yourself as something you're not. Don't betray yourself as a revolutionary if you're not one. Teachers, healers, or all sorts of grandiose things if you're not that. Do not follow after the home movie, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter meme, or timeline entertainers. Rather be yourself and learn from all information. Learn from all information if it is actually proven or can advance you positively. But refrain from mimicking these false depictions of reality. 11, understand that as a black African human being, you're only as important our race collectively. Refrain from imposing constant snail mail, timeline, tweets, Instagram, and videos if it serves no purpose. If it's just run on, if it ain't got no base, if it's not empirical. Or text with all sorts of attention-seeking messages. But rather be positive. Be a positive impact. And if you can express something good, go ahead and do that. But do not think you're more important than you are. Do not think that you're more important than the people you're rendering this to. Or that you are an entertainer, or a character, or a figure, or some type of action figure. Do not join very important things and speak how excited and dedicated you are. Then leave. Or come back and go as you please, based on your own emotions and feelings, because you think you're that special and above everyone and can just do whatever you choose, regardless of your error, crimes, mistakes, without regard for responsibility and respect to the purpose of cause. But rather, instead, commit yourself. And if you are reprimanded for actions, take responsibility. It is the only way you can change for the better and change your behavior. Refrain from following or mimicking that which is scripted or portrayed in entertainment or even social media. This is not a reality. The 5 basic curatives and preventatives of the Damon disorder, a.k.a. the traumatic black intrusive Negro pain agenda disorder. 1, refrain from living by and flocking to any agenda or systematic social engineering, and do not be hostile or abusive. Do not seek to create your own agendas, plots, games based on lies, delusions, jealousy, envy, and rejection. Rather, learn from your actions and see that there is consequences, and that you will be, and then by doing such, you'll be able to modify your behavior and actions. Never raise your children under genders, because they will corrupt them and eventually alienate you from your children too. Accept correction and correct your children, and do not allow them to run amok, which may lead to debt, disease, incarceration, and a short and dysfunctional life. 3, establish understanding in all matters and refrain from setting up agendas, and avoid trying to always get your own way, but rather think of everyone else. Avoid temper tensions. Refrain from being negative, slanderous, or creating disruption or confusion, and do not raise your children to be as such. 4, explore your environment more. Expand your life and choices. Do not limit your life. Refrain from addictions and the usage of any kind of drugs, hard drugs or so-called soft drugs. Refrain from engaging in risky behavior, but rather seek a healthy and productive lifestyle. 5, understand that if you cannot give your all to a thing, do not involve yourself. Because when you give your all, it will establish sincerity. Consider others, consider them, and understand that what you say or do does affect others, and be mindful of that. Learn the value of others. Learn their likes and dislikes, and value people in general. Avoid trying to constantly be at odds with anyone or anything. Understand right from wrong, and strive to be on the right and avoid wrong and doing wrong, but rather do right and respect all people. So at this particular point in time, I needed to get that covered, and I hope you all took notes, and I hope it actually brought everything home for you all. There are those amongst us who weren't able to get back in because it took some time to get back on, and just like the tricks of the enemy, everything shuts off and nobody could get in and say nothing is going for so-and-so, whatever the hell they be saying. So what ends up happening is our people miss the information they need. So I'll cover this particular part of what we discussed tonight on our next broadcast, so you won't miss anything. Also, one of the main reasons why they cut it off is because we're having our annual weekend next weekend, and that was supposed to be one of the announcements. The Revolutionary Black Panther Party National Weekend is going to be so great and so exceptionally great. The lineup that we have is great. What we're presenting to the people is great. And we have our annuals, of course, that's why it's called annual. It's yearly, but this year we have some great people coming. I'll break down to you exactly who will be there and what will be on the agenda. As a matter of fact, give me one moment to go over the information with you. This year we're going to have Dave Chappelle as a special guest. Dave Chappelle is a special guest this year. Common is a special guest. James Meredith is a special guest. Professor Griff will be doing a great presentation. Prince Osiel, the African Hebrews, and I myself. I'll be doing the conspiracy to exterminate black people, the final conspiracy to exterminate black people. The women of the revolution, the women RVP, will be covering the black woman in the movement. What would Harriet Tubman do? Would it be General Jamila, General Mena, General Naya, General Hashima, and General Mchumba and General DeMero will be covering that. There will also be workshops on black racial survival defense in and out the home, various things. If the grid shuts down, what to do, firearm training, tactical training. I mean, it's gonna be awesome. It's a black family weekend. It's a black family affair. So we would like for all of you to be there, as it's going to be something great. And it's important that we always support that which is for us. Because once you support that which is for us, then your people would not be subordinated in any kind of way. Not us, because it's never going to happen with us. But a lot of times, since we don't support each other, our people are left to the enemy. with their hands out and all sorts of things. But we'll be covering survival training, firearms training, health education, combat training, and combat medicine. It's going to be live Friday, July 1st through Sunday, July 3rd. Be there. The Revolutionary Black Panther Party Black Family Weekend, the Warriors Conference, Mississippi, July 1st through 3rd, 2016. Be there. It's going to be held at Samara's Restaurant and Hall, 1038 Woodrow Wilson, Suite B, Jackson, Mississippi. For more information, call General Shakabadi of Jackson, Mississippi, RBPP General at 601-613-7722. Also for tickets, you can also reach General Jamila, 562-375-3489. And, again, for tickets, or visit Ticketmasters. So we thank you for listening. The price, the entry price is $75, and that covers you for 3 days. $99 for couples, and for a family of four is $125. So very good what's being offered to the people. What we're offering here, we're talking about Black family, the 12 steps to a proactive Black African family, Freedom Rise Tribune, everything that we're offering here, diabetes health workshop, healthy Black dieting and fitness workshop, crisis survival, police terror prevention workshops and defense workshops, all of this. We're putting here together the entry price is like really like robbery, but it's just a contribution to provide so that we can continue such great things. Also, you'll be winning a round trip. There's a raffle for round trip, all expenses paid to Ghana, Africa. So it's going to be live and awesome. So please be there. At this particular point in time, if there's any questions or statements for those who are here, please press 1 at this time. Any questions or statements from those who are here, please press 1 at this time. One more time, any questions or statements from any of you who are here, please press 1 at this time. For those of you who are interested in joining the Revolutionary Black Panther Party, please contact our National Chief of Staff, General Jamila Shabazz, a.k.a. Zynga Jamu, at 562-375, that is 3489, that's 562-375-3489. And the most part, we covered what we need to cover, but again, for the next broadcast, for those who missed this, because again, when they do these particular type of things, they confuse the people, so the people think everything's done and over because that's the message they got, but it ain't. So please tune in next time. Same revolutionary broadcast, www.blogtalkradio.com/Revolutionary Black Panther Party. Same revolutionary time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. So I thank all of you for listening. Thank all of you for listening as I greet you with revolutionary greetings, revolutionary love, and black power for all black people. Black power. And much love again to you all. Black power. Black Power, the Revolutionary Black Panther Party. Join the Revolutionary Black Panther Party. Our commitment to feed, clothe, train, and shelter defenders. For more information, call 562-375-3489. That is area code 562-375-3489. The Celestial Dignified Revolutionary Black Panther Party. Black Power.